www.thebeatmaker.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. We are launching into the third hour. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives, the bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. And we will take your calls about absolutely anything. Plus, coming up, we return to the Christian side hug. Those of you just joining us perhaps in West Virginia tonight on WVTS or anybody else who was not tuned in earlier, you didn't get the chance to hear any of the clips from this new rap phenomenon, the rap sensation that's screaming across the crowds of youngsters in the Christian movement. This is a Christian rap group that is essentially advocating that you, if you are hugging someone without being married to that person, if you're giving them a front hug, then you're doing something sinful. And in replacement of the front hug, you should be doing the Christian side hug. And some Christians are saying that the side hug is too much, that you just need to keep it to a little bit of high-five action. No more public displays of affection or anything like that. We'll get back to that here in a moment. And the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. But just moments ago, we just left a very disturbing phone call. It was by a young man who basically says that he's a commie and he doesn't believe in property and that he's willing to put up a front, that he's willing to play along with most of the societal rules because, well, he doesn't want to be too overtly psychopathic and dangerous. But when he sees
an opportunity... Or he doesn't want to get caught. Yeah.
Right, right. When he sees an opportunity, he will take it, which means that if he sees an opportunity to take something that is yours, he is willing to take it from you. And, Dale, you were talking about how it short circuits... It's a short-circuiting of, I'm not sure.
Short-sighted.
Short-sighted.
It seems okay. And if you don't think far in the future at all, and you're just like, if you're just thinking right in the moment, if I am better off right this moment, if I just take some money as opposed to try to earn it legitimately and be concerned about what people, you know, the future doesn't matter.
Nothing matters, Dale. So why should I care about the future? I mean, this is his attitude.
Yeah, it's for the same reasons that you care about right now, is that, you know, it might be totally self-centered, but you are better off in a society that where people respect each other and work together. We accomplish everything that the human race has accomplished by working together. And not stabbing each other
in the back.
Yeah, violence and disrespect for boundaries and disrespect for each other is contrary to those things that have built everything of value in our society has come from rejecting those things.
He doesn't believe in meaning, and I can tell you that you will not find meaning by doing what he's talking about. I mean, if you want to have a meaningful relationship, you can't go into a meaningful relationship with a mentality of, I'm going to put up a front and then get away with a bunch of crap. Opportunities to take advantage.
It's just incredibly short-sighted, yeah. It can look good right this second, as long as you don't think about the ramifications at all in the long term.
The ramifications are you're going to burn some bridges, you're going to piss some people off, you're going to ruin your reputation, and then you really will have nothing.
And you will work. At that point, you will figure out the value of morality, because I did. I mean, I did all of this stuff that he's talking about. I've lived that life, and I spent 9 years in prison as a result. Now, I didn't do, I may not have done exactly what I was charged with doing, but I got to the spot in the world and in time and space.
You never would have been in that hotel room otherwise.
Right. I wouldn't have been there where that guy died if it had to been for that. And, you know, I can only encourage you, Ray, please, for your own sake, because that's clearly the only one that you care about, for your own sake, be moral. Yeah. That's the one that counts.
And because you're short-circuiting, that's the term I would use, you're short-circuiting the process of getting what you want. In the belief that if you can just take it now, if it's there, if it's available, if you just snatch and grab, that will put you ahead. It doesn't work that way. And that's the process that you're short-circuiting. You're short-circuiting the process of advancing and becoming more wealthy and actually attaining significance in your life and meaning and wealth. And it's all done in one of the rules I live by is that in order to get what I want, and inevitably, yes, I do want things. I mean, I think everybody is everybody is inherently selfishly motivated. Obviously, we want to wake up, we want to eat something, we want to go to sleep. We want to take care of ourselves so we can experience this wonderful life or the wonders that this life can hold. And so, you know, everybody is self-centered, and that's okay. But in order to get what you truly want in life, in order to accomplish any goal that you have, in order to reach your desires, you have to help other people reach theirs. You have to give people what they want. That's what providing a product or service in the marketplace is all about.
It comes to acknowledging that we just are so much more effective working together in a mutually beneficial fashion rather than just totally on our own. We are creatures that, I mean, we evolve that way as social creatures that are capable of so much more in that manner than we are if we act as, you know,
absolutely
like creatures that are completely there are creatures that are isolated and that function well that way, and they evolve that way. But not us. We're not one of them.
Creature, right?
Very social animals. Absolutely. In fact, you know, that's why I was calling him a sociopath earlier, and it wasn't to call him names. It's because that's what he was advocating.
That's the proper definition for someone of that attitude.
Yeah.
You know, so a sociopath. Yeah.
So what the things he's talking about doing, the idea of taking advantage of a situation against somebody else's property or their person or something like that, is antisocial.
And see, by very act of expressing those ideas and saying that he totally feels okay with that, like he's totally okay with using violence, with stealing, with doing whatever he wants to get what he wants. Like if I ever meet him in person or know him in person, I will not want to. I will have nothing to do with him.
Absolutely.
If someone comes to me and says, "Oh, should I hire this guy?" Hey, absolutely
no.
Not. Absolutely not. You cannot trust this person. This person should be rejected from society until they honestly and sincerely earn some kind of sense of respectability for others, so that I might have some reason to think that I can, you know, work with that person and trust that person again, because I don't see it.
And a great example of this is that people don't live in vacuums and bubbles. If you steal from somebody and they can't prove that you did it, they're still going to suspect you among the group, likely, in most circumstances. You only have to steal a few things before this happens. And then they talk to people, and they tell people, and that ruins your reputation, so many opportunities that you might have had in your life that you'll never know about. You'll never be able to prove it. It'll always be the world that did it to you.
Doors closed. You're right.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, it's a perpetual victim cycle. People that steal don't have opportunities, so they steal, so they don't have opportunities, so they steal, so they don't have opportunities, and then they've got the opportunity to sit in prison
or die at the hands of, you know, the person that they were trying
to steal
from.
Somebody puts little holes in their big ego.
And that's just it. There's some people, even libertarians, I find, had this sense of entitlement, of expectation that you have to like me unless I've specifically wronged you, and it's provable. And that's a mistake, because no, I don't have to like anyone. That's the nature of freedom. I don't have to associate with you. And if I just have lots and lots of circumstantial evidence, at some point I'm just going to say, you know, it's just not worth the risk. I'm not going to, you know. We can reject someone for any reason whatsoever, you know. I don't necessarily say that's a good thing, of course. I'm just saying
that we should be as inclusive as possible and as open as possible and have conversations. That's why I want to keep Ray on the line for three full segments so we can talk about this. So even if Ray
I'm just saying that the cooperation of others is something you have to earn.
Absolutely.
You know, if you want people to help you and be in it with what you're doing, then that's something that has to be earned. I have to earn your trust. I have to convince you that, yes, I'm a trustworthy person. You know, when someone starts a job, I'm sure there's always going to be a breaking in period where you're kind of like, okay, can I trust this person? Are they doing a good job? Are they showing up on time? Are they not taking money out of the cash register?
You know, whatever. That'd be a question for Ray.
And so you have to earn that trust from people. It's not an entitlement.
And then that might be an interesting question for Ray is has he ever worked a job? I know that it's not necessarily the case that working a job is going to completely change one's worldview. It may even further his belief that, you know, that CEOs are also sociopaths, so I should emulate them, or whatever the heck it is that he would end up being believing about that. But I'm just curious. You know, he's still in college. Maybe we'll ask him next time he calls in, if I recall that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk about the Thanksgiving story, because I think it ties in here. I think we have a real good reason to bring it up now. The real Thanksgiving story from America. We'll try to either recount it or pull it up. Yeah, I think RuluRockwell.com has it. if not this year, from an earlier year. We'll pull that up, and you probably didn't hear this one in government school. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, and we will take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you interested in journalism and passionate about liberty and in the college age bracket? Learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at newspaper, media networks, or state policy organizations. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, a housing assistance, receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during spring, summer, and fall. I think spring's too late at this point. Apply for a, you know, the spring was by...
way too late.
Yeah, November 15th. And,
but next spring...
Summer is January the 31st. So if you want a summer internship at some media organizations, January 31st, get it done.
It sounds like a great opportunity. So we continue here, and I want to talk about the Thanksgiving story. It's something that we tend to do every Thanksgiving on this program just because it's such a great story. And if you've heard it before, well, you're going to hear it again. But if you're new to the show and you've not heard it, and Dale, it sounded to me like you've not necessarily heard this.
Maybe I haven't listened to FTL on Thanksgiving Day before.
Kisk.
I'm sorry.
I'll just go ahead and share this with you. It's from Mises.org's Richard Maybury. Actually, it was written a decade ago. It's a good version of it. Because this is not the version you get in the government schools. Now, what a shock. You mean the government school's version of Thanksgiving where the pilgrims meet up with Squanto and the other Indians and they come together and Squanto shows them how to make to plant corn and Squanto
draw turkeys around their hands?
I don't know. Squanto shows them all kinds of things and then they have this wonderful Thanksgiving and everything is bountiful and plentiful and great and la-da-da and the government is wonderful. So here's the real story. Each year at this time, school children all over America are taught the official Thanksgiving story, and newspapers, radio, TV, and magazines devote vast amounts of time and space to it. It's all very colorful and fascinating. It's also very deceiving. The official story is nothing like what really happened. It's a fairy tale, a whitewashed and sanitized collection of half-truths which divert attention away from Thanksgiving's real meaning. The official story has the pilgrims boarding the Mayflower, coming to America and establishing the Plymouth Colony in the winter of 1620-21. The first winter is hard, and half the colonists die. But the survivors are hard-working and tenacious, and they learn new farming techniques from the Indians, Squanto. The harvest of 1621 is bountiful. As a result, the pilgrims hold a celebration. They give thanks to God. They're grateful for the wonderful new abundant land that he has given them. Now, the official story then has the pilgrims living more or less happily ever after, each year repeating the first Thanksgiving. Other early colonies also have hard times at first, but they soon prosper and adopt the annual tradition of giving thanks for this prosperous new land called America. The problem with the official story is that the harvest of 1621 wasn't bountiful, nor were the colonists hardworking or tenacious. 1621 was a famine year, and many of the colonists were lazy thieves. Like our earlier caller. In his History of Plymouth Plantation, the governor of the colony, William Bradford, reported that the colonists went hungry for years because they refused to work in the fields. Why work when you can steal things? Why work when somebody else is working over there and you can just take his stuff? It's not his, after all. No one believes in property. He says the colony was riddled with corruption and with confusion and discontent. The crops, can you imagine how confusing and angry... confusing it might be and how angry you might be if someone was just taking the crap that you worked for. You didn't know who they were. They were just taking your stuff. The crops were small. Well, why would you want to go back to work the next day? And that's why they were starving. The crops were small because much was stolen by night and day before it became scarce eatable. In the harvest feasts of 1621 and 22, all had their hungry bellies filled, but only briefly. The prevailing condition during those years was not the abundance, the official story claims. It was famine and death. The first Thanksgiving was not so much a celebration as it was the last meal of condemned men. But in subsequent years, something changes. The harvest of 1623 was different. Suddenly, instead of famine, now God gave them plenty, wrote Bradford. And the face of things was changed, he said, to the rejoicing of the hearts of many, for which they bless God. Thereafter, he wrote, any general want or famine hath not been amongst them since to this day. Big change. In fact, in 1624, so much food was produced that the colonists were able to begin exporting corn. What happened?
Clearly, a huge change, right?
Did the thieves just decide to up and go away and everything just got wonderful again? Well, after the poor harvest of 1622, writes Bradford, they began to think about how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop. They began to question their form of economic organization. And this had required that all profits and benefits that are got by trade, working, fishing, or any other means, were to be placed in the common stock of the colony, and that all such persons as are of this colony are to have their meat, drink, apparel, and all provisions out of the common stock. A person was to put into the common stock all that he could and take out only what he needed. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
Communism.
Yes. Who was it? Marx that said, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Was that Marx?
Right. I believe you're right.
Okay. That's essentially a communistic economic structure wherein everybody who's working has to throw everything into a central repository, and then it's meted out to everybody else.
And it makes a certain amount of sense. You know, we're all going in on this project together. Let's just share, whatever it is that we get out of it. And I can tell you, at my house, it's a communistic setup. We share everything. But that's only a few people, and it's pretty clear, there's only three people, and I'll tell you, my son, who's 20 months old, doesn't really have a lot of say in it. So
sometimes it happens at my house, and it's kind of annoying.
Yeah,
when
you haven't committed to spend your life with somebody, then it starts to get a little irritating. Why are they eating my food?
Exactly. And so to rectify this situation, there's a little more here. So this from each according to his ability, each according to his need, was an early form of socialism. And it's why the Pilgrims were starving. Bradford writes that young men are most able and fit for labor and service, complained about being forced to spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children. Also, the strong, or man of parts, has no more in division of victuals and clothes than he that was weak. So the young and strong refused to work, and the total amount of food produced was never adequate. See, it'd be nice for the communists to have people's human nature change. And that,
or even their calorie, need. The fact is, a guy who's 220 pounds, 6'2", he needs more calories than your average 110-pound woman.
Yeah, but you could still say that, if everybody would change their human nature and that they would just start giving of themselves endlessly until everyone else is satiated, then everything would be fine. But unfortunately, when you deal with
the nature of hunger,
the lack of respect for property, I think, is it really fails to acknowledge where abundance comes from. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is when someone says that, there's all these houses here, why can't we just move into them, people who need them? And they're failing to acknowledge that someone busted their butt to bring that house into existence, and they didn't do it for no reason. I mean, they did it so they could live in it themselves, for instance, and sell it so they can get a house somewhere else. I mean, people don't just walk away from them.
It's not to say there's anything wrong with giving or building a house for somebody or doing anything from... let's come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. We're telling the real story of Thanksgiving, and we'll continue that in moments. But first, I want to tell you that if you're looking for liberty in your lifetime, look no further than the Free State Project. Well, go ahead, look further. See what else you can find. See if you can find a better opportunity to achieve freedom in your lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org to learn about the concept that is bringing thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people together to the same geographic location in order to get active for freedom. It's already started with hundreds of people that have made the move here to New Hampshire. Thousands will be making the move, and we want you to be a part of it at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So we're telling you about the real story of Thanksgiving, and it is very different from the one that you hear in government schools, wherein the pilgrims, they met up with the Indians. The Indians taught them how to grow some crap, and then everything was great.
Maize.
Rah, rah, rah. Well, truth is, according to the story, according to documents by William Bradford, the governor of the Plymouth Colony, back in 1621 and 1622, things were pretty bad, real bad, like starvation, famine, death, all kinds of awful things. And it turns out that it's because of how they'd economically organized. They were essentially running on a socialist system or a communistic kind of distribution system wherein people were expected to work and they were expected to take the fruits of their labor and put them all together into the common stock. Then you were only to take out from the common stock what you needed. So what usually happens in these situations and what happened here was that all of a sudden people got real needy. And not so interested in necessarily providing for anybody else. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, I can't get out in the fields today. I'm hurting so bad. I'm just going to need some of this food here, and I'm going to need some of this medicine, and I'm going to need some of these blankets, clothes. Oh, oh, oh. I can't go tomorrow either. This is going to last for a while.
Funny how incredibly not very productive and how incredibly needy people become when you have that sort of policy in place.
And, of course, people also stole from the common stock as well. Or they just took what they needed. And so the people that were producing, the people that were out there tending the fields and doing things that were productive, basically threw up their hands and they said, well, the hell with this. If all these people can just lay around and do nothing and take all of the things that we're producing, why should we produce as much? We're not getting anything out of this, anything more. If we produce more, we don't get more. So why should we do anything? You could say, well, they should because it's the right thing to do.
Well, you can say anything you want. That doesn't make it true. That doesn't make it work.
It is nice to give people things, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Sharing's great. Right. It's absolutely
It's screwed up in the sense that if it's true, like if you believe that people are good in their inherent nature, then you don't need communism. And if you don't believe that people are good in their inherent nature, then it doesn't work. So
yes.
So either way, it really makes no sense to regardless of what you think about human nature, it makes no sense to do it to think communism is going to help anyone.
And it wasn't. It wasn't working. People were dying. Thieving was happening. It was awful. So they changed it. In 1623, Bradford abolished socialism. He gave each household in the colony a parcel of land and told them they could keep what they produced. Wow. Pretty radical, huh? Or trade it away as they saw fit because it was theirs. It's their property. They get to do with it as they please, which means some would trade, some would keep, some would trade and keep, some would do whatever the hell they wanted with it. And golly gee, that worked out.
That's the definition of private property.
In other words, he replaced socialism with a free market, and that was the end of famines. Many early groups of colonists set up socialist states, all with the same terrible results. At Jamestown, established in 1607, out of every shipload of settlers that arrived, less than half would survive their first 12 months in America. Most of the work was being done by only one-fifth of the men. The other four-fifths chose to be parasites. Again, why work? In the winter of 1609-10, called the starving time in Jamestown, the population fell from 500 to 60. Then the Jamestown colony was converted to a free market as well, and the results were every bit as dramatic as those at Plymouth. In 1614, Colony Secretary Ralph Hamer wrote that after the switch, there was, quote, plenty of food, which every man by his own industry may easily and doth procure. He also said that when the socialist system had prevailed that, quote, we reaped not so much corn from the labors of 30 men as 3 have done for themselves now. Now, I think that's a pretty powerful quote. We reaped not so much corn from the labors of 30 men back then under the old system of communal distribution, forced communal distribution, which is different from voluntary charity and giving. 30 men produced what 3 men produced in the free market system. And they did it on their own volition, those 3 men.
Because they had something to profit from. They had their families to feed.
So before these free markets were established, the colonists had nothing for which to be thankful. They were in the same situation as the Ethiopians are today and for the same reasons. But after free markets were established, the resulting abundance was so dramatic that the annual Thanksgiving celebrations became common throughout the colonies. And in 1863, Thanksgiving became a national holiday. Thus, the real reason for Thanksgiving, deleted from the official story, is that socialism does not work. The one and only source of abundance is free markets, and we thank God that we live in a country where we can have them. That from Richard Maybury at Mises.org. Outstanding. Great story, because, well, that's apparently how it really happened. Unlike what they tell you in the socialist government schools, where their interests are to get you to believe the government is necessary and that these silly wealth redistribution schemes are somehow appropriate and welcome.
And they force the kids to, take all of their new school supplies, throw them in a box,
yes.
And then everybody gets to share of the stuff. Yeah, that works.
So there you have it, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, the real story of Thanksgiving. So had you heard that before, Dale? You were.
I have, actually. Yeah. I didn't realize that was what you were talking about.
Good story, huh?
I think I read it myself.
So,
back.
So you're welcome to comment on that or bring up whatever you want. But we still have the side hug to return to here. We've been talking about it all night long. We started the show with this thanks to Jason Osborne and also the folks over at the Huffington Post who put this video out that somebody found from a conference called the EG Conference. Now, the definition of this from their website, egconference.org, is a conference for youth, young adults, and youth pastors. We believe more than ever that now is the time to commission this generation into their purpose in God. Now is the time for them to bring the power, authenticity, and relevance of Jesus Christ to their culture. And it goes on to blather on about that. But that's where
there's a lot of modern-day buzzwords.
What's that now?
They're going to use a lot of modern-day buzzwords.
Oh, I don't know. It's actually not that much longer, but I don't want to read the rest of it.
Relevance of Jesus. I don't know.
Yeah. So this was a conference, and it's a yearly thing. And at this conference, they had this rap group that got out and sang a song about the side hug. Because apparently, to Christians, at least some Christians these days, hugging is inappropriate, unless you're married.
Why does anyone associate this with Jesus? I mean, he didn't sound like such a prude to me. I mean, he was really friendly to prostitutes. He kind of had this foot fetish thing going on with, was it Mary Mag? No, not Mary Mag. Who was the prostitute that washed his feet with her tears?
I don't remember the name.
He sat there and let her do that. I mean, I thought it was sounding kind of kinky myself.
So we're going to share this with you here a little bit more from the Christian side hug.
Give me that Christian side hug. Give me that Christian side hug. I'm a married man. You know I can't hold hands. Front hug all day long with no other demands. But I ask for all of you until you say I do. No front hug in or PDA or EG time is through. But
until you say I do. No front hug in or PDA.
Public display of affection. Until you're, we weren't sure what the last part was until your, I think he says until your, or your EG time is through. The conference is the EG conference. That's where they're performing. So basically what he's saying is, I'm a married man. I can hug all I want. The rest of you guys here, you're all too, those of you who are not married, you better not be hugging here or you're done at this EG conference. And, you're also against God and God hates you and, you're going to hell.
You know, I think that the most dangerous, dumbest part of this is that basically they're telling kids, get married so you can have sex.
Let's talk about that in a moment here at 800-259-9231. We'll also have time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. This is the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this, the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're taking your calls as we always do. We'll be live tomorrow night and Saturday night as we always are. So please join us then and join us for the remaining moments of the show and dial in at 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and we can do it all for $3 a month with your help at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, Amp Only podcast, and more. It's all there at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we have been, and I said in the beginning of the show that I didn't want to play the entire song. It looks like we're probably going to play most all the song, but thankfully not all in a row. We've stretched it out throughout the entire show tonight. It's the Christian Side Hug. It seems like it's laughable. It almost seems like a hoax, but this is real. It was recorded at the EG Conference, which is a yearly event out in California to essentially, you know, bring people that are young in the Christian organized religion movement together and, you know, fully indoctrinate them further and play rap music to them that encourages them to stop hugging on the front.
Well, that's how you communicate with the younger generation. You know, you got
a rough rider.
It seems to me they would have the sense, well, maybe I shouldn't think that, to not overplay, you know, when they go
overplay. Dale, this is God. God's demand is that you not touch anybody until you've married them.
And I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's like you said, this is getting so ridiculous that they must realize that people are not taking them seriously because of it. Some people who might have taken them kind of seriously when they're saying, don't have sex before marriage because you don't want to, you know, an unplanned pregnancy outside of marriage. And, you know, there's reasons for some of that stuff and everything. And it's getting so silly now that you would almost think that they would realize that people are not going to take them seriously.
Well, maybe that's why they've crooked their hats to the side.
It's so ridiculous.
Right, maybe that's why they've crooked their hats to the side and have done themselves up like gangster rappers so they can be taken in by that crowd. But, Mark, you wanted to comment briefly on the idea of marriage and this being this permission slip to
right. The prohibition on sex before marriage, and I understand, like, I've got a kid. I understand why it is that you know, this is a motivation. But this prohibition on sex before marriage, essentially...
No hugs either.
Hugs, right. Kisses, the whole thing. Here,
PDAs, period. No holding hands.
Right, nothing. It incentivizes young males. It tells them, and I don't know what it's like for young females, but I'm going to assume this incentivizes them in some similar way. But young males to say, you know, like, I'm going to get married so I can have sex. I'm going to find the hottest Christian chick I can and get married to her as quickly as I can in order to have sex with her because that is what I want to do.
It's as a very bad motivation for entering into such a commitment.
Yep. Stupidest reason I've ever heard for getting married. You know, I mean, really, parents, think for a second. Is this what you want for your child? To get into a marriage that you then pressure them to stay in, because Jesus will want them to stay in the marriage too.
Yeah.
With somebody that perhaps they're not best suited for early on in their life, so that they don't have sex outside of marriage. I mean, really, wouldn't it be better if they just had a series of monogamous relationships and then entered into a marriage as an educated adult as opposed to a kid straight out of mom's house? And seriously,
seems like a no-brainer.
Which one of these scenarios is really the worst?
It's the extremist position. It's a very extremist state, you know, don't ever have sex with anyone and except this one person at this one time. And it's, you know, instead of just thinking about it rationally and explaining to people why you shouldn't, some reasons why you shouldn't maybe have a lot of casual sex with strangers, which would be a more moderate position
STDs,
moderation and
pregnancy.
Common sense and, you know, use condoms if you do have sex. And
those are persuasive things to say. I think that should be the way it's approached. But
the truth, I think, it tends to be more persuasive because there's sincerity behind it. I just, this is so ridiculous.
It is. Let's continue, though. There's more.
I'm in school, but some of y'all quit trying to pull this trick. The host also decided to zoom in. So if you end up here, go ahead and scream it.
It's hard to understand what he's saying there.
He's talking about tricking someone where you make it look like you're going to side hug and then you front hug them.
That's right.
It's like rape.
When I hug people, I leave room for the Holy Spirit.
I think that's the funniest line in the entire thing.
I hug people with.
When I hug people, I leave room for the Holy Spirit, meaning that you've got to leave a little room between you and the other person, so Jesus can be in there.
Down, we got to get her. You better turn to the side, pat her on the back. Jesus never hugs. Party like that, screaming that Christian side hug.
Jesus made the claim that Jesus never gave anyone a front hug.
Where is that in the Bible, Mark? You've read it several times. Where is it in the Bible that Jesus only side hugged people?
Well, the people that believe the Bible as the unerring word of God will not believe me when I say that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene, and there's a lot of evidence for that, and that she was a part of their disciple group and, you know, a very spiritual woman. But, you know, they just want to believe that the Bible came down, descended from heaven, and that it wasn't, there wasn't an editing job on it or anything like that. I think it's absolutely ludicrous that this guy can make a claim that Jesus never gave anyone a front hug. We don't know whether Jesus ever gave anyone a front hug.
Well, wait. Now, the claims are about Jesus. Some of the claims are that he was performing miracles, that he was healing the sick, right? So presumably that meant that sick people were coming to him and saying, hey, Jesus, you know, I'm not feeling too good here. Can you help me out? Are we supposed to believe that Jesus never comforted anybody with a front hug?
Well,
I mean, it's just ludicrous.
If he did, he left room for the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That reminds me of someone who, you know, said, I'm saving my hugs for a certain person. And I'm like, you run out? When did you? I've never run out of hugs.
Exactly.
Like, there's a limited amount of them. You know, you can't, you know, don't just sling them out indiscriminately.
Well, it's apparently,
you got to save them for the right people.
Right. It's evil to just give people hugs willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we are to draw the conclusion that Jesus is also a rough rider. This guy claims he claims to only hug the way Jesus hugs. So one would assume that when he claims to be a rough rider, that Jesus must have been a rough rider, whatever that means. And the part about the gunshots and the cop sirens in the song, that's what bothers me the very most about this. That they try so hard to be gangsta rap that they're willing to put gunshots, which to me
maybe the
means
sirens
violence.
And the gunshots and everything is sort of trying to associate front hugs with crime. Maybe it's like associating it with criminal behavior.
I don't know.
All right, let's continue here. There's a little more. I'm not sure. I haven't screened this part yet, so they could get very vulgar on us. You know, they are rappers. I kept thinking they said, fill me up with Chrysler, but they actually say, fill me up with Christ love. apparently, though, if Christ were to actually hug them, they would want to back away, right? Like, if they actually met Jesus, Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ came down in a bolt of lightning and appeared in front of them and said, would Jesus come down in a bolt of lightning? I don't know. But if he came down and appeared in front of them and said, I love you, and held out his arms, they, would they say, yo, dog, no front, no PDAs? What would they say?
Whatever they said, it would sound very stupid, like the rest of this rap song does.
Yo, dog, I know Jesus never done that.
Right.
Well, they know Jesus would never do that.
You're the Antichrist. Trying to hug me.
These people, oh, my God.
The temptation of the front hug is just too much for a child to bear. For a young person going through that time of blooming into adulthood, that front hug is just too much temptation to bear.
Are you allowed to hug your kids? They haven't addressed that one. I mean,
you serve. I can't believe you would even think about that.
Well, I would assume that you were,
with you?
Because you know the guy's claiming in there that he's able to hug his wife
right.
Because he's married to her, and so I would think that you would certainly be able to.
That is child abuse.
Just checking.
Hugging your children.
I'll tell you what.
If you're front hugging your children, that is child abuse and child porn. Why don't you post pictures of hugging your child on the internet?
I am one of those then, because I love giving Jack hugs and giving them kisses and stuff like that.
Perv.
You're just bringing him to
you
Satan.
You are a perv.
He's a rough writer, filled with Chrysler.
It does sound like Chrysler, yeah.
Crowd loves it. There goes the gunshots.
They fell dead.
There's the siren. They all got shot.
Oh, they're so gangsta.
Yeah, at the very end there, they all get popped. And they die at the end of the song.
That's so gangsta.
What is that?
That's so hip and cool and gangsta.
I don't know what to even say about that part.
I don't think they know what to say about it. It just makes them sound.
Just trying to fit the
more
role.
Pop culture.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. The Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. Don't forget, give everybody side hugs now. No more. Oh, you're going to hell if you give somebody a front hug. Naughty, naughty front huggers. We'll see you tomorrow night. And, of course, we didn't have time to say what we're thankful for. I am thankful for everybody that listens to and participates in this show, all the advertisers, affiliates, and everybody else. We're out of time, so see you tomorrow night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.